Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 909. I'm getting a lot of text here about the fire in New Orleans East. For those of you that were wondering what that fire was back in the day, the answer is McFrugal's. The answer we were looking for is McFrugal's. That was a big warehouse fire. Cokie Riley joins us now, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Morning, Cokie. How are you?
Morning. How's it going?
How about them Tigers? Man, I'm going to tell you what. I watched the game, and then I rewatched it. Because you look at it a little bit differently when you're not in the moment, right? And, man, I got to tell you, it's hard not to be optimistic.
Yeah, I rewatched the game as well. Kind of went through in a very granular sense, play by play. And I think what really stood out is how good LSU was on the defensive line the second time through. Mm-hmm. And I think what also stood out was offensively was just like how important the blocking was from a lot of the receivers, especially tight end Bauer Sharp, and a lot of that group just sort of opening things up and helping out the defensive line as well. So I think it was just a really, really good team effort. And I disagree with Dabo Swinney. I think they played really, really good football in that game. I think it was better than the 65. So, those are kind of my general takeaways.
It was better than what, Cokie?
A 65, which is what he said yesterday or the day before. But, they asked him, I think he was like making some sort of comment about the game, and he sort of graded both teams, and he gave his own team a 58, and he gave LSU a 65.
Yeah, I think LSU did a little bit better than 65, and I think maybe he's being a little bit hard on Clemson as well, and our own Jeff Nowak will tell you there is, in fact, a P in Clemson, but we don't need to argue that. Let me ask you about the linebackers. I thought the play of the linebackers was exceptional.
Yeah, absolutely, and I kind of mentioned how the defensive line really stood out. They kind of opened up space for the linebackers, whether it was, edge rusher Jack Piper crashing in toward the line to open up some room in the gap or around the edge for one of the linebackers to come sweeping through. Or it's the secondary and their ability to play man coverage, which opens up the linebackers and just gives them more freedom to blitz and come in on these delayed rushes, and just really opens up the creativity that defensive coordinator Blake Baker can sort of cook up for these linebackers. And he loves blitzing. He loves being incredibly aggressive, and he can do that more when you have defensive backs who can stay on their man one-on-one. You can rely on those guys. And they didn't have that last year. And I think that's the big difference between last year's team and this year's team, is that they can play man coverage in the secondary, which opens up the ability to do whatever you want to do with the linebackers. And for most of the game, that meant just going right after the quarterback on these straight rushes, on these delayed rushes, looping, stunting, doing all these creative things with those guys. And when you can do that, with given the speed of Perkins and Weeks, Whit Weeks especially, it's very, very special to watch, and you saw that all game on Saturday.
I got to get this out of my system. I know they got a freshman Weeks as well. We get one more, we'll have a month.
And I've been kind of joking. You know, Pyburn, who I mentioned earlier, kind of looks like a Weeks brother, mm-hmm. kind of has the same energy as him. So yeah. He's kind of like an honorary fourth brother.
An honorary week, like a leap of brother, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. So is Harold Perkins back to being Harold Perkins?
I think so. And I think, it's for a lot of the reasons that I just talked about, in that not only did they have, they kind of settled him into the star position, I think the man coverage, again, playing man coverage in the back where you don't have to play zone and you don't have to use those extra bodies in coverage, it just opens up your ability to use him however you want to use him. And in the running game, when you have defensive linemen who are better at taking on blocks and creating havoc at the line of scrimmage, that opens up more space for Perkins as well, in the fact that a center or a guard isn't coming up and just sort of taking him out of the play. So it helps them in the run game. It helps them in the passing game. In the passing game, again, it's the secondary playing man coverage, so you need less bodies in coverage. You're not playing zone as much. And then on the flip side, in the run game, it's the defensive line taking on blocks, creating havoc in the line of scrimmage, opening up more space, more opportunity for your linebackers to come down on the play and clean up the play. So it's kind of a combination of those two things. And I mean, Perkins' athleticism and his experience, he's played any other. I think kind of a combination of all that. Now that he's a redshirt junior, now that he's a much more mature player, I think you take in all these sort of things into account. Blake Baker being the second year in his system, now you're sort of seeing the fruits of this labor.
So when it comes to this suspension thing, I understand it's you got to have responsibility for your actions, but to have a guy sit out the first half of a game with a team that he wasn't even playing for, that to me sounds crazy. And did Dabo Swinney's the one that brought all of this up, right? Take me through that if you can, Cokie.
I don't know if it's 100% confirmed if Dabo Swinney was the one who...
Well, I'm a talk show host. I can say it. I can say it. So I'm not... No, go ahead, really. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't think it's 100% confirmed whether Dabo Swinney was the one who brought this up. It has not been confirmed by either side as to who.
When did LSU exactly find out about it?
LSU found out about it on Wednesday before the game, which does seem extremely late. And it is very confusing as to why they didn't figure this out earlier. Mm-hmm. When this happened on national television, it's not like. It's not like this happened in the backyard somewhere.
Exactly. I saw over the weekend? Roof football. Have you ever seen this?
No.
They got guys, ESPN is covering this, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on this. They're throwing the football at the pipe, the vent pipe on the roof, and they're calling this a sport, and ESPN is televising it. So
yeah.
It's not that. This is LSU playing Clemson, and you would think that somebody somewhere with the NCAA would have been aware of this and told LSU earlier.
Well, they told this was vetted through the Houston's team, and it was told, and it was something that was addressed and that was going to be applied if he had stayed in Houston, and that included if he had entered the transfer portal. But LSU probably should have known that this was part of his, track record, I guess, so to say, right?
They should have known before Wednesday, one way or the other.
Yeah, Absolutely, yeah. But the NCAA did notify Houston's coaching staff and probably him as well. And that was sent in the statement that was sent over to myself, that this is something that was addressed like way back in December. So it should have, yeah, like it, so it should have been known well before that. So
maybe they're just hoping everybody would forget about it. It would get lost in the wash.
Yeah.
Hey, so along those lines, exactly. Man, LSU is looking like DBU again. Am I getting too excited here or not?
I don't think you're getting too excited here. It was a very interesting game for the secondary because I just didn't think they were going to play that well, especially when they were running that sort of main coverage. I think something to sort of keep in mind with, especially when they're playing, if they're going to play more of these bigger games against these bigger opponents, is that Antonio Williams, Clemson's top receiver last year, he only played 5 snaps. He had like a hamstring injury. That's something to sort of keep in mind. Moving forward with, the level of competition LSU secondary is playing up against. But even if you do factor that in, I thought they were way better than I thought they were going to be. And I think Mansoor Delane, the Virginia Tech transfer, was a massive addition for them. A true number one corner, something they haven't had under Brian Kelly yet. And then P.J. Woodland on the other side, I thought he competed, gave up a few receptions, but he competed. He was around the ball all night, made a big play on fourth down. In the fourth quarter at one point. Mm-hmm. D.J. Pickett, the true freshman, played a little bit. I only had one target, no receptions. I got to say, like, those three guys were the guys they rolled with. I was a little surprised those were the three guys exactly because Ashton Stantz was a starter last year. Keem Jackson was a guy who started a lot who was a kind of a starter for them at the beginning of the preseason.
I thought Ashton Stantz was conspicuously absent.
Yeah. He didn't play in this game. And I'm really curious to see, like, how that's going to shake out moving forward. He'll probably get a little bit more playing time when we've seen a set game this week. But it wasn't because of injury or some sort of disciplinary thing. So I think they have a much deeper room at cornerback than they've had in years past. And you didn't really see that as much in this game, but that's something that could pay off for them more down the road.
Man, you get me wound up here just thinking about it. Let me take a break. We'll come back, talk offense, all right?
All right.
All right, 504-260-1870. That's who our jeweler talking text line. Any questions, comments about LSU football? We're talking to Cokie Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We'll talk offense when we come back. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. 9:24 now, talking to Cokie Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, about the Tigers. We'll talk about his opinion why the Tigers should be number one in a little bit, but you got to admire Brian Kelly. At least he admitted he made a mistake with the fourth and two thing, 12-yard line, end of the first half, going with the analytics. What's that old phrase, you study long, you study wrong? What happened there, Cokie?
Yeah, I think this was about time management and wasn't about whether he should go for it on fourth and two in that situation. And I guess, the time is involved in that situation, but I digress. He should have just kicked the field goal, because even if you do pick up the first down on fourth and two there, you have less than 15 seconds, probably less than 10 seconds in order to run another play. And you'd already used your timeout because they used that last timeout before the fourth and two play to sort of get organized. And what they should have done is just kick the field goal there. And I think the time element in that play was what Brian Kelly just miscalculated completely. Because I think like the analytical approach there would have probably told him to kick the field goal. He wasn't super clear as to what it told him to do exactly, but he did say that, whatever analytics that he gets in that moment, it includes the amount of time that's left in the half.
Thing I think this should serve as an inspiration to everybody today throughout their work day or whatever they do. Everybody makes mistakes, and all you got to do is own up to it and just admit it. It's no big deal. Just say, hey, I made a mistake. That's all it is, and it's over
exactly.
with.
Exactly, and the buck stops with him, and he did admit that. So I think that was that felt honest to me.
Very
honest to me.
And makes you respect him even more. As we talk about mistakes, Varian Brown's touchdown, I don't know what a non-touchdown, I don't know what a catch is supposed to be now. I really don't. Do you?
To me, he loses control of the ball once he hits the ground. And
but I thought once he hit the I thought once he hit the pylon, it was over. No,
but it's not. If okay. it's a catch,
all right,
that's the difference.
Okay,
and that was kind of the determining factor there. Even though there was a Caden Durham touchdown just before that, where he loses the ball mm-hmm. right after he goes gets right after he gets you know dives past
the goal. The plane, if you will. So, yeah,
the plane. So there's a difference between a rush and a catch. And I think like that's what we learned in this game pretty vividly. And it was weird to me that the ESPN broadcast was so defiant in its belief that it was definitely a touchdown. When Brian Kelly literally said yesterday that he thought it was the right call by the rule, the question is whether it's the right rule. And if you want to argue that it isn't, then I'm not gonna stop you.
We found our running back, Caden Durham.
Yeah, I think you found him even before this game started, and he was pretty clearly the number one guy heading into this season, given all the veterans that they lost from last year. And I think Juwan Johnson did a really good job stepping up as the number two guy in this game. When you know Caleb Jackson has kind of continued the struggle, and you know Harlan Barry only had one carry. Doesn't seem like he's totally ready yet. So you kind of had Johnson, who's a guy who started his LSU career at safety, played a decent amount of last year running back, was a high school quarterback, started this preseason at quarterback. Given all that moving around, he was really, really excellent as a kind of a pass catching running back for them. And then Caden Durham, not only was he really good at, you know, cutting stuff back, breaking tackles and, running the ball, he also, he also was really good in pass protection when they needed him to chip and just stop blitzing linebackers. Like, he was very good at that. And I got to say, like, he's really turning into a complete running back for them.
Let's talk about the big uglies, as Keith Jackson used to say up front, the offensive line.
Yeah, I thought they did. I thought LSU did a really good job protecting that unit, especially in the first half, getting the ball in Nussmeier's hands quickly, running the ball so these guys aren't just pinning their ears back and, you know, getting after Nussmeier. But then as the game went along, they kind of relied on that unit a little bit more. There was some more drop-back stuff, as you noticed, some deeper progressions for Garrett Nussmeier in that game, where you know he could sort of let it air it out a little bit more once that offensive line got a little bit more comfortable as the game went along. But it was a much better performance than I thought we were going to get heading into this game. I mean, that was kind of the mismatch heading into it, right? It was Clemson's elite defensive line against LSU's offensive line, and I thought LSU's offensive line was fine, more than fine, in the second half. Yeah, it was a very promising performance, and I thought they got, you know, a decent amount of help from guys like Durham and Sharp, who could sort of, you know, pick up last second blitzers and chip on the edge. But it was also, again, like a pretty strong performance from Tyree Adams, from Weston Davis at tackle. Those were pretty big concerns heading into this game. They had a good game plan for Peter Woods.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Who's the elite defensive tackle that they have. So I thought it was a really good performance overall. And as you saw, Braylon Moore won, you know, the SEC Offensive Lineman Player of the Week award. So it was a very, very impressive performance for this, you know, brand new looking offensive line that had five new starters heading into this game. So just a very, very strong performance.
I tell you what I left the game most intrigued by is this play with four receivers to one side, Trey Green on the other. Is he only 161 pounds? Is that accurate, what I'm looking at here?
I think he's more than that. I think he's around 240, I want to say.
Gotta be. I don't know. Yeah, 240. I don't know where they got 161 from. I was looking at the wrong thing, because that would be like a string bean. But you got him out there by himself, so you got a corner on him. Unless you got a 6'5 corner, and there aren't a lot of those, I don't know how you defend that. And if you bring somebody over, well, then the middle would be open or not. Then you got four guys over here and you got somebody open, right? Were you amazed, but just really intrigued by that play?
Yeah, and they kind of ran some, I think that's a very good play to sort of point out, because it kind of gets to this point of the creativity that LSU had on offense in this game. Whether it was like these delayed sneaks for first downs on these couple of third and shorts that Garrett Nussmeier had. At one point, they had a read option play where Nussmeier just kept the ball, and that you never saw that last year. They ran a couple wide receiver counter plays with Xavion Thomas as the running back. They were running guys in motion throughout the game. At one point, they ran the same play three times in a row in the fourth quarter, where it trips to the bottom of the screen, and they just threw a screen pass to Juwan Johnson, who at running back, where it was two tight ends, one running back, which is 12 personnel, but it was empty. So no one was in the backfield, and they just threw screens to the running back, and both the tight ends blocked for him, and they ran the same play three times in a row. And you kind of just saw how they kind of stuck to the principles that they thought would work in this game, which is, you know, short passes, screens, running the ball. They stuck to those principles, but they did it all, but they did those things in very creative and different ways throughout the game.
And
whether
as you
it was
mentioned,
sending guys in motion and all these sort of things. So it was a very, very well devised game plan where it was both, you know, sound and simple, but also like very, very complex and creative. So I think that's a very good point you make here.
You mentioned the quarterback sneaks. Garrett Nussmeier plays bigger than 6'1", 205, don't you think?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of girth to him, and he can play. And I think he's faster than people realize, mm-hmm. too. Like, he's a pretty good mover, and he does a good job of creating plays outside of structure and making throws when he's not when he doesn't have his base underneath him. And I think his just ability, like there was that the Kyle Parker play on third down in the third quarter where he's flushed out of the pocket. He has to throw the ball across his body back yep. toward the middle of the yep. field, but he also has to throw that ball ahead of lead that ball ahead of the receiver because there's a corner behind him, but there's also a safety coming down from the top, so he can't throw it out in front of him too much, or else that ball is going to get broken up or picked off. So,
and everything you just described is happening pretty quickly, Koki. Happening pretty quickly, you know?
Exactly, and that is an incredibly hard play. That is an NFL-level sort of play, and I think that's what kind of makes him special over a lot of these, or over some of these other young quarterbacks.
Real quick, before we run out of time, I'm going to interrupt you because we run out of time. Make your case for LSU being number one.
I think that the combination of quarterback and defense is something that not few, if any, other team in the country has, and they also beat the number one team in the nation, my number one team in the nation heading into the season, which is Clemson. So on the road, in a true road environment. So the combination of those two things is something that I don't really see in the other teams. I think Penn State's probably the closest, but then again, I think Ohio State's defense and the way they played against Texas kind of had them leaping over Penn State for me as well. So I kind of have Penn State at three. I have Ohio State at two right now, and I have LSU as number one. That's where it stands right now. Will that be what it looks like at the very end of the year? Who knows? So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I appreciate your time. I got to tell you, man, especially after watching it the second time, if you don't think it's going to be LSU has a shot at a very special season, because it seems like they're loaded. Thank you, Koki. I appreciate your time and your efforts.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Talk to you again soon. Koki Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. I'll tell you who we'll talk to right after the break is Bobby Hebert, Cajun Cannon, and we'll get his take on the Saints heading into the season opener against the Cardinals, 9:35, traffic, WWL. It is 9:43, 17 till 10. I am honored and happy and thrilled to talk to Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, after sitting up there in section 325 for so many years with a belly full of beer watching him play. It's nice to talk to him. How you doing, Bobby?
Good, great, Tommy. Football's here.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
Hopefully LSU can respond like, the Saints can respond like LSU.
Bro, let me tell you, it's hard to, and I know you came on to talk about the Saints, but it's hard to not feel like LSU could have a very special season waiting for them, huh?
I agree. I think now we got the 12-team playoffs. Used to be four. If it was only four, LSU would be in. I'm that confident where they're at right now.
I agree with you. Let's talk about the Saints. First off, though, you played so many years in the NFL, so many years of professional football. At this time, Wednesday before the opening game, what are you keying on? What are you thinking? What's going through your mind? Because you know I love to pick your brain.
Well, you know, you always want to get off to a fast start. It's human nature that – you know, you want to lead the team to victory, and then you're going to have confidence going forward. And, Tommy, the one thing, getting off to a fast start, that's not been a problem with the Saints. I don't know if you knew this. You know who's number one in the NFL? And, again, this is not an opinion. When you look at, okay, the Saints have won an NFL best 6 consecutive season openers.
No kidding.
That's number one in the NFL.
Wow.
Okay, now think about that. We number one in something. We're not at the bottom. They've won 6 consecutive season openers, and was good, a good karma, a good omen maybe. The Cardinals have lost 3 straight season openers and haven't won in the Superdome since 1996. I was still playing. But the Saints being underdogs, you can see from a national perspective, I don't know, you can say 5.5, 6.5. That's a lot of points to be underdogs at home. But what you want to do is get off to a fast start and give something for the fans to cheer for. It was unbelievable last year. Think about it. We crushed Carolina. It couldn't have been a better opening day. We crushed the Carolina Panthers. Then the little cherry on the top, and then you whoop the Cowgirls, and we 2-0. Think how we were feeling then. Why I can't go in the Super Bowl. So it's you break it up in court.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Waters, you want to get off to a fast start. So on Wednesday, this is a work day. Tommy, yesterday was the player's day off, and you kind of, okay, now it's on, the season's starting. And then you get in that routine. You know, you have a bye and all that, but without the bye, it's like the hard days of Wednesday and Thursday prepare for Sunday. And then you have red zone stuff on Friday, special teams. But today's an important day, especially because you totally focus on the Cardinals. You're not worried about the 49ers coming to New Orleans the next week. And, you know, you have other coaches that prepare for that. You always, lay the groundwork for the games coming up. But as far as individual player, no, you're 100% on the Cardinals and game plan and all different scenarios and situations, how you can beat them in all phases, offense, even the special teams. So this is a very important day. You want the coach to come out and tell him, well, I don't know his personality, I don't like Sean. You don't want him, you know, with Coach Payton after Wednesday's practice, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. If we play like that, we won't have a chance to win. No,
no, not now.
You have to have good Wednesdays and good Thursdays, to really kind of put hay in the barn to win that game on Sunday.
I remember we're on the elevator down with your daddy and him using that phrase, putting hay in a barn. Let's talk about your big concern going into the game. Is it offense or defense for the Saints?
Oh, it's offensive line. Okay. And they better pack a lunch. I'll tell you what. That's one thing about the Cardinals. They play hard for their coach. I don't know if you can trust Kyler Murray. You know, we have problems at times containing mobile quarterbacks and Kyler Murray. I don't know. It's like my grandma would tell me in the afternoon, we eating chicken tonight. Go catch a chicken in the backyard. And you're running all around. Well, that's kind of in his heart, damn it. And then you can't wait to get that chicken and wring its neck. But that's kind of Kyler Murray, but you can't hurt the quarterback anymore, but he's so hard to get. But if we can contain him, I think our defense is going to hang, Tom. Our defense is going to keep us in games. And I'm concerned right now with our offensive line and our offensive line, because that's what we've invested in for the five stars just going into training camp. Only us and the Chargers, I've said this before, had four of the five linemen that you're anticipating starting, well, first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got to be great. They just can't be good. And that's what I've been – kind of went from 6 to 7 wins to 5 wins because the offensive line, like, I was real disappointed. We were practicing against the Rams, and offensive line got their ass whooped. It was like, whoa. I said, this ain't good. And I know the Rams are formidable up front on their D-line. And, you know, obviously every team has pass rushes and all that, so – I'm telling you, the offensive line, you got to challenge them. They got to come to play, and they have to have been humbled where they're at right now. They need to come together. McCoy's the quarterback at that offensive line at center. I'm not worried about him, but they got to fit like a glove and get the job done because it's going to be a challenge against that because that's what they've invested, that being the Cardinals.
Who are we looking at now, Bobby? Starting five, who are we looking at on offensive line?
Well, when you look at it, okay, you got McCoy, then Randall's at left, since Penning's out. You know, you got to have luck with injuries. Cesar Ruiz, I've been disappointed with him. He needs to be getting better, not just staying the same and number one draft pick. Then you got the two young tackles. You know, when you got Banks and you got Fuaga, I think they're going to be fine. The one thing with Banks, I mean, he was outstanding out of all the tackles, played a lot in the preseason, could pass block. But he gets whooped sometimes run blocking. And, you know, we got to be able to run the ball to help the young quarterback. So I think that'll come around. But, you know, that's one area, Tommy, why the Saints and the Drew Brees and Sean Payton, you know, the skilled people are going to get the credit. But I'm telling you, we had a top three offensive line, for sure top five, it seems like always.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can name them, whether it be like Teron Armstead, Jari Evans, even like, you know, Carl Nix, even though that was a short time.
Mm.
You know, Ramchek as of late. But look, we always had like Jonathan Goodwin. We always had centers. I can't think of his name right now. The center we had.
Goodwin?
From Oregon.
Not Goodwin, huh?
Yeah, I said Jonathan Goodwin. The one right after him. But the point is, we always had, and we were winning in the trenches. And that's going to be the key. Look and see against the Cardinals. Because I think our defense is going to hang. I think under Brandon Staley that we're going to play well defensively and keep us in games. We cannot afford to get in a shootout. That type of game, that's not going to bode well for us. And, hey, a great opportunity for Spencer Rattler. You only get so many of those chances.
What would you tell him? You're an experienced quarterback. What would you tell him? If he was your son in this situation, what would you tell him?
Well, I would tell him what he's been doing. He's trying to win his first NFL game. You can't worry. Like, he's 0-6. You just got to keep fighting. And he just needs to play a complete game. I would just say, just relax. You know, it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Last year, his quarterback rating in the first half was like 100, 203. Then in the second half, it'd be in the 40s. You can't try and do too much.
So your final words to him would be, Max Unger is who you were thinking of, huh?
Max Unger, yes.
Somebody texted it in, and three people texted that in. But tell me real quick, your final words to Spencer would be what?
Like, one snap and clear. And what I mean by that, one snap and clear, so what if you made a great play and everybody's going crazy? Well, you got to do it again. Then you got to do it again and got to do it again. Let's say you throw a pick six. One snap and clear, that's over with. You know, what are you going to do the next play? So that's how you break it down and you don't get overwhelmed. Is that one snap and clear. Hey, if you do good, so what? You got to do good again.
I want to get to this, too.
If you do bad, so what? You got to, like, focus and just lead the team because they look at you how confident you are as an individual.
I want to get to this, too, because the point after is back to being live on location, right?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Swamp Room. Swamp Room, you know, have the reputation for, like, best hamburgers in New Orleans. So, yeah, we're going to be on the Swamp Room off of Veterans.
That's after every game or just the home games, Bobby?
No, it's going to be after every game. We're starting in the regular season, so after the Cardinals games, home or away, we're going to be at the Swamp Room. Now, you can almost set your schedule because we play a lot of 12 noon games. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but it's going to be so. If we look at the games at 12 noon to 3, so we basically will be there like 3-ish, 3:30, somewhere around there until 6 o'clock. And, we always had a good turnout with the point after. A lot of fond memories there. Those words was spoken, you know, who that nation. Mm-hmm. We're at Deanie's in the French Quarter going way back. So, yeah, that's great that we're on location at the Swamp Room in Metairie.
You liable to see me out there with you Sunday, my friend. The Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5400 Vets in Metairie. Bobby Hebert, a pleasure as always.
All right, thank you. We just got to start 1-0.
There you go. You think they win?
Yes, we better win. Tommy, if we don't win, I think we might be 0-4. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Uh-oh.
I think we got to win this game because this is going to be a tough September, and we got to just hang.
Tell me again, what did you
say?
One snap and clear. That's it, man. That's the words. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, Tommy.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. All right, I'll see you Sunday. Take a break. Come back. Find out what Newell's got planned for us today on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.